So today the joint investigation continues, and that's a joint investigation involving the Major Crime Team and the Air Accident Investigations Branch. Today the recovery of the site continues, and we're also hoping that we'll be able to bring in a crane to remove the aircraft from where it's actually situated. That'll help us because there's obviously a part of the scene which we're not able to examine properly because the aircraft is covering it. The other thing that continues is obviously the priority around the families of the bereaved we are able to establish that 11 people are highly likely to have died in the crash at this stage. There's a number of other families that we are working with, but just to give people a sense of the potential scale, I do not believe that the number of victims will increase by a huge amount, and certainly wouldn't reach 20.
The officers working with the families, that must be extremely tough for them as well. What sort of support are they getting?
So they're specially trained officers, so family liaison officers who are used to this type of work. And the key to their work is, as well as providing that sort of welfare support, that emotional support, is also being the link with the investigation and making sure that any information that we are gathering from the scene that helps establish what occurred and helps inform the families as to what happened with their loved ones, that the family gets that information as quickly and as accurately as possible. That's a really fundamental part in supporting the families and also helping us establish who is likely to have been a victim.
A huge operation on Saturday. How pleased are you with the response of both police and other emergency services? It must have been extremely traumatic for everyone involved.
I definitely have to pay credit to emergency services colleagues, you know, the partner agencies and even the organisers. You know, the initial response on Saturday afternoon was quite phenomenal. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before in my career, never had to manage anything like this before in my career, and it's the same for most of my colleagues. The scene, you know, people would have seen the video footage. It was devastating and incredibly traumatic. You know, credit to everyone that was involved in that first response, including members of the public who were all trying to help. But now in kind of the response, slightly slower time in the investigation, you know, we're needing to make sure that we work more methodically, you know, in a more planned way. I mean, things like the weather today, you know, on Monday morning, going to hamper us a little bit. Sometimes things will take a little bit longer. But, you know, the local community have been incredibly supportive. You know, there's an element of shock with what's happened. But they've been really supportive in terms of understanding the disruption. You know, the A27 remains closed. And my message would be, you know, we're looking at days rather than hours to get that reopened again.
You mentioned the weather. What kind of impact is this weather going to have on the operation down there?
Well, we're obviously, you know, we can expect bad weather in these types of situations. We have certain measures that we can put in place to allow us to carry on and undertake our work. You know, but sometimes, you know, with an eye on the weather, it is better just to wait a couple of hours to not compromise what it is that we're trying to achieve. So we try and minimise that as best as possible, because obviously we want to, you know, gather that information, get that information to the families as quickly as possible. But, you know, the most significant impact is things just do take a little bit longer than they otherwise would.
And at the moment, you're very much in a recovery situation with a situation down there, but going forward, what's the next phase of the investigation into what happened?
Well, hopefully it'll you know, the scene will get cleared as quickly as possible. You know, we'll recover the victims as quickly as possible, but even then, you know, the highway will need to be repaired, and then once that is all cleared and the site can be returned, there is a significant investigation that now needs to take place. And as I say, you know, it's our joint Surrey and Sussex Major Crime Team working with the Air Accident Investigations Branch that will need to, you know, piece together a picture of what occurred. But not just what occurred, because I think everyone can see from the video footage what's actually occurred. But the key question is, why did it occur? You know, and what do we need to do about that?